Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Jacket and Scotty Scheffler, along with the low amateur Neil Shipley. Fred, you know how important the amateur participation is to the history of this tournament. You played in it three times yourself. What a performance by Neil this week to be here in Butler Cabin, to be recognized.
It is, Jim. We've had five great amateurs who competed this week, and we congratulate Neil in carrying on this great tradition. Neil, you played very well the entire tournament, and we're paired today with one of the legends of the Masters, Tiger Woods. What was that like today, playing with Tiger?
Very special. It's a day that I'm going to cherish forever. He was great to me out there, and to have all the patrons out there rooting both of us on was phenomenal.
Neil Shipley. What a weekend.
Come on, man.
Wow. From Mount Lebanon, Central Catholic, went to James Madison, graduated in 3 years of a four-year program, and then got his master's at Ohio State. And his golf coach at Central is a familiar name. Corey O'Connor happens to be the county controller, many years on city council. Corey, I can't imagine how you felt with your protege, Neil Shipley. Good morning.
Good morning. It was an emotional Sunday night watching him on TV. And then, you know, I sat at my mom's house all Sunday morning and I had it on my phone, and you just saw shot for shot him walking with Tiger Woods. And I remember you guys interviewed me on my drive there. And it was just to watch him walk those, you know, hallowed grounds, and you're standing there watching your kid, and the other kid you coached is right there caddying. It was a surreal moment for me, and it was something I'll never forget.
Yeah, the caddy's name. So obviously a teammate and friend and a Central grad as well.
Yeah, Carter Pitcairn. So it was actually funny. When Carter was a freshman, Neil was a senior, and they both lived out in Upper St. Clair, Mount Lebanon. So Neil, every day from school, would drive him there. Then after golf matches, they'd either drive to the range and practice. So Neil made up for it. After all those years of giving Carter free rides, you know, he forced Carter to carry his bag for 7 days. So, you know, he got a little something out of him. But, yeah, they were on our second state championship team together. So it was pretty neat.
The Wall Street Journal yesterday, Scotty Scheffler won the Masters. So did Neil and Carter. The coverage of Neil in this epic journey has been amazing. Are you kind of astounded by it, sir?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, it was actually funny. And me being not only a former golf coach, but, you know, loving the game of golf, I got up Sunday morning to start watching Neil, and I didn't even know who was winning the golf tournament. And, you know, every other year I could tell you who the top five is going into Sunday at Augusta. But it was just, I think how he plays, how he's relatable to people, and that he shows emotion, and the story of two high school friends doing this really captures a lot of people. And I will say, I think the Pittsburgh side of it, as we all do in Pittsburgh, root for somebody from Pittsburgh, really added to the national level. As we were walking, you know, I was walking, and there were Central alumni coming up that Friday that were all there. Marty, how all us, these Central guys got in, I still have no idea. But
come on, man. They climbed the fence.
They did.
Come on, man.
I think somebody was dressed up as security, and then he just walked in. But it was actually pretty funny that all of these Central guys were reaching out. You know, you heard go Pittsburgh, you know, go Steelers, all that
did
stuff.
Did you?
412. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, it was funny. On number 8 after Neil birdied with Tiger on Sunday. There was a big Go Central, and somebody texted it to everybody.
No.
So it's pretty cool that, you know, people are yelling that while you're there. And, you know, when I was there Friday, I was so nervous. I was, you know, picking up grass and just worried about every shot used to when I coached them. But, you know, he was so mature. He knew exactly what he wanted to do. And, you know, there's little nuances that, you know, we taught, but you could still see that he did it and he knew to do it. You know, when you're 50 yards away and those hills and humps, he would walk all the way up to the hole, look at what's going on, come back to his ball and hit the shot. Now, that's a mature golfer, and it was just something unique that you just stood there and I didn't have to tell him to do it. His high school, you know, his Ohio State coach, Carter, didn't tell him to do it. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Corey O'Connor joining us. Hey, man, what happens now? I'm curious.
What's next?
How does he turn pro? How does that happen? It's confusing to me, and I'm also intrigued by this.
Yeah, so he has another major to play in because he qualified last year. So he will play in the U.S. Open at Pinehurst, and there's going to be another Central crew going down. Well, I'm only going for one day. I'm going Thursday to Pinehurst this year. So after he plays in that, because the amateur status allows him to play in that, he'll then probably turn pro after that. Now, being the low am at the Masters, he also gets to skip one stage of Q school. Now, there are a number of stages of Q school, and Q school is how you earn a PGA Tour card. So he gets that benefit there. So my guess would be after the U.S. Open, there would be some discussion of turning pro after that.
Incredible, Corey, and I can't imagine how emotional and how proud you must be of Neil and in the fact that they represented us. I just on paper, if I told Neil when he was a freshman at Central, someday, Neil, you're going to play on Sunday in Augusta at the Masters
with Tiger Woods
and beat him.
So true, Larry.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was one kid that would say, yeah, I bet that could happen.
Oh, nice.
You know,
nice.
He always thought, and I always told everybody this, you know, his freshman year, he, you know, his dad even said this story, we had tryouts at Champion Lakes and he dropped them off, and he was worried he was not going to make the varsity his freshman year, and he made it all 4 years, clearly, and you know, with him, we won 2 states and 3 Whitfields.
Wow.
But then his sophomore year, we started putting him out as the number one guy. And what that means is you're sort of setting the tone for the rest of the match with the team. And he always liked to be in that shogun sort of spot. And you could tell, I mean, if you're playing, well, one round at Augusta, whether you're with Tiger or not, there's a lot of pressure. So you want to push yourself to play with the best. And that's what he did. And then to be able to perform like that on Sunday with Tiger Woods, national audience watching, you know, it shows that you can play with anybody. And I think, you know, he has that in his head, and the more he keeps pushing himself, the better he's going to get even into the future.
Hey, man, I got to ask you this before you go. There was a lot of reporting that Tiger handed him a note before they finished.
But then he was asked about it. And
he said there wasn't. Is that accurate? Was there a note or what?
I talked to Carter and Neil yesterday morning as they were driving to the airport, and there was no note.
Oh.
And even the hole the guy was talking about on number 8, if you watched how they played the hole, Neil was a slight brag, but he was left side in the fairway, and Tiger was right of the bunker in the tree.
Oh.
So, you know, I don't really know what he was talking about. I think, you know, when Neil looked kind of to the right, to say, like, that's a weird question with his eyes.
Yeah.
I think that's where everybody kind of picked up on something. And look, you know, if Tiger handed him, and Neil said this before, if Tiger handed him his phone number to call him, Neil would tell everybody, hey, I got Tiger Woods' phone number. You know, like, I don't think there was anything there. And, you know, that's what I have told, that there was nothing.
Part of
there.
The lore. Thanks,
well,
brother.
Next time we'll see him at the U.S. Open in June. And at Pinehurst. Corey O'Connor, appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Tell your mom we said hi, brother. Love her.
Will do. She's at home hanging in there, but she got to see some of the Masters. So.
Right, love her. Thanks,
brother. Thank you. Take care. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, that's an incredible story.
His mom was, when I saw her, I wanted to hug her because she reminded me of my mother.
Oh, she's sweet.
Yeah, man.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.